Corpus Christi, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail our Saviour's glorious body, which his Virgin Mother bore. Hail the blood which shed for sinners did a broken world restore. Hail the sacrament most holy, flesh and blood of Christ adore. To the Virgin, for man's healing, his own Son the Father sends. From the Father's love proceeding, sower, seed, and word descends. Wondrous life of word incarnate, with his greatest wonder ends. On that paschal evening see him, with the chosen 12 recline, to the old law still obedient, in its feast of love divine. Love divine, the new law giving, gives himself as bread and wine. By his word, the word almighty, makes of bread his flesh indeed, wine becomes his very lifeblood, faith God's living word must heed. Faith alone may safely guide us, where the senses cannot lead. Come, adore this wondrous presence, bow to Christ, the source of grace. Here is kept the ancient promise of God's earthly dwelling place. Sight is blind before God's glory, faith alone may see his face. Glory be to God the Father, praise to his co-equal Son, adoration to the Spirit, bond of love in Godhead one. Blessed be God by all creation, joyously while ages run. The Lord is merciful, he gives food to those who fear him, to make them remember his wonders. Psalm 110. I will thank the Lord with all my heart, in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm for ever. He makes us remember his wonders, the Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth, his precepts are all of them sure, standing firm for ever and ever, they are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant for ever, holy his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is merciful. He gives food to those who fear him, to make them remember his wonders. The Lord has established peace for his church. He feeds us with finest wheat. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you, he established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has established peace for his church. He feeds us with finest wheat. Truly I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Responsory: He gave them the bread of heaven to eat, alleluia, alleluia. He gave them the bread of heaven to eat, alleluia, alleluia. Man has tasted the food of angels, he gave them the bread of heaven to eat, alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. He gave them the bread of heaven to eat, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, how good you are, and how gentle is your spirit. When you wished to show your goodness to your sons and daughters, you gave them bread from heaven, filling the hungry with good things, and sending the rich away empty. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, how good you are, and how gentle is your spirit. When you wished to show your goodness to your sons and daughters, you gave them bread from heaven, filling the hungry with good things, and sending the rich away empty. Intercessions. At the supper to which we are all invited, Christ gives his body and blood for the life of the world. Earnestly we beseech him, saying, Lord Jesus Christ, give us the bread of eternal life. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, you have commanded us to celebrate the Eucharistic meal in remembrance of you. Enrich your church with the worthy celebration of these mysteries. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the bread of eternal life. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest, you have committed to your priests the ministration of your sacraments. Help them to do their part in your work with unfailing gladness and genuine charity. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the bread of eternal life. Lord Jesus Christ, manna from heaven, you make into one all who share the one bread. Grant peace and concord to all who believe in you. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the bread of eternal life. Lord Jesus Christ, heavenly physician, you gave an eternal remedy and a pledge of resurrection to those who eat your bread. Grant health to the ailing and a real hope to sinners. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the bread of eternal life. Lord Jesus Christ, King who is to come, We know that whenever we celebrate these mysteries, we proclaim your death until you come again. Bring all those who have died in you to share in your resurrection. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the bread of eternal life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave your church an admirable sacrament as the abiding memorial of your passion. Teach us so to worship the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that its redeeming power may sanctify us always. Who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.